You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Are you winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Sunday morning at 7. And we'll talk about whether you were born to lose or born to win. And visit us online at borntowin.net.
G4 Summer Camp is back. Free pickup and drop-off. Field trips every week. Super fun all summer long. The best summer ever. Breakfast and lunch included. Sign up now. $85 a week. G4SummerCamp.com. G4SummerCamp.com.
To register, you can reach us at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Myers' number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
No. This place is not a building just taking up space at 3891 Edwards Road. It's not just here so that we can say we are part of something and we have something to do. God raised this church up to be a place where the enemy gets defeated. He raised this church up to be a place where bondages are broken over people's lives. He's raised this church up to be a place where the captive is set free and the brokenhearted is healed and blind eyes are opened and the supernatural is released on his people. There is a mission for this house. There is a vision over this ministry. Make no mistake about it, this is not your ordinary church. And if you find yourself here today thinking you showed up for ordinary church, well then just sit tight, put on a seatbelt, because God wants to reveal some things to you today that you may not yet have considered for your life. I'm here to tell you today that God wants to do something in this house. He wants to do something in you, and he wants to do something in this city. He wants to shake the foundation of the enemy that's lied to too many people, that's deceived too many people, that's told them that their life won't amount to anything, that they are who whatever their parents said they would be or whatever their friends tried to captivate their heart to be, that that's who they're going to be. But I've got news for you this morning, ladies and gentlemen. God has set this house in this city to set the captive free. I wonder if I got anybody in here that believes that this morning. Come on, somebody. God wants to do something mighty in this place. He wants to do something mighty in your heart. He wants to do something mighty in your house. He wants to do something powerful with your kids. You say, I don't know what I'm going to do with my kids. They don't listen. They talk back all the time. They do what they want. I'm here to tell you today that if you will get in the vein of the Holy Ghost and let that power of God rise up on the inside of you, God will put your house in order supernaturally. All you got to do is say, I'm ready, God. Hit me with it one more time, Lord. Come on, amen. I believe God's called us to break the spirit of rebellion, to set those that are captive into a place of liberty. I'm not going to get up and tell you I'm going to build a wall. I'm not going to get up and tell you that I'm going to make sure your taxes are cut. But I will tell you this morning that God wants to bring you into a place of freedom. There ain't nobody running for president can give to you. There ain't nobody in the halls of Congress can write legislation for you. God said it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. I wonder if I got anybody in here today that's ready to be free. Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise. My God, if you believe that, say yes. That means that God has anointed this church with an anointing to confront the enemy of our life. God is not raising up a bunch of passive believers, a bunch of people that have entered into a place of complacency that want to just have a little bit of a charismatic move. He's raising up people today in this house that will confront the enemy of their life. Do you believe that? Some Christians are always looking for somebody to confront them and tell them they're okay. Well, I'm here to tell you, you're not okay. You need Jesus. See, God sent the Holy Spirit to comfort the afflicted. But how many know that ain't all he sent the Holy Ghost to do? Sometimes he sent the Holy Ghost to afflict the comfortable. Sometimes you got to be shaken up. Come on, amen. I'm telling you, my God's been known to afflict the comfortable. So we don't get passive. You believe that? So I believe that God ain't just raising up this church to bring comfort to the community. That's part of this mission. I believe that part of the vision of this house is to be a place of refuge, a place of healing. But he's also raising this house to confront the ways of the enemy with the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you believe that today? I'm telling you, we got to learn how to walk that way and talk that way. That's really what living the audacious life is all about. If you've been in church for any amount of time, then you've been in churches. I'm telling you, there's churches in this country where you can step in on a Sunday morning and you can be pacified. They pass out pacifiers when they greet you at the door. Here, suck on this. You're going to be okay, baby. Everything's going to be all right. Well, let me tell you something. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit to break bondage in life. And sometimes you got to confront that bondage right where it is. That's why God told us to call this place Truth Church. Because it ain't truth that just makes you free. It's the truth that you know that will make you free. You got to know it. You got to understand it. You got to walk in it. You got to believe on it. And that truth will make you free from every bondage in your life. Come on, do you believe that this morning? See, what happens is when we don't walk in that truth, the devil will come along and he will cause us to miss God opportunities in our life. He'll rob us of these opportunities. Because I mean, there's nothing that kills passion quicker than frustration. Most of the time, people ain't involved in doing anything in church because they're frustrated. Well, the pastor didn't say hi to me today. That music is too loud. I'm showing up at 10:20. I'll show up for the worship part. Come on now, amen. I'm talking about people that burn with passion. But people, we get frustrated over some stuff sometimes, and it holds us back from the very call on our God, from the call of God that's on our life. When you realize you've just spent your whole day looking at what it would have been or could have been or what would be, never believing that there's anything for today, then your life will spin out of control and frustration, and you always wonder where God is and why God ain't doing what he said he was going to do in your life and why you can't connect the way everybody else connects. And let me tell you, that's what the problem is with religion. You just got religious. You didn't get free. You got religion. Amen. See, religion spends all of its time looking backwards, thanking God for what he used to do and what he did way back then. Listen, I'm grateful for what God did back then, but I'm telling you, he's about to do something new in this house. Come on, amen. Let's be thankful for what's manifesting in the house today. Let's be thankful for the miracles that are manifesting right now. People usually thanking God for, hey, God, just thank you for what you did last week, what you did last year and in the past. We need to have a testimony. There's power in the testimony of God. We should look back and thank God for what he did, but that's not where our future lies. It's not in what he did, it's what he's doing. And when we become people of faith and realize that he's a now God, that he's a faith is now, that when we step into that thing right now. Come on, somebody, help me. Amen. We get that one day God's going to do this. One day God's going to show up and do that. One going to shoulda, coulda, woulda, going to do that. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to happen one day. I'll have a mansion over the hilltop. On a hill over yonder. Far away. Listen, the only problem is God don't live in yesterday. Come on, somebody. And he don't live in tomorrow. He lives in right now. He lives right now. Somebody shout now. Do you believe that? Amen. Woo! Everybody got your cheese and crackers? You ready to go?
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church. A place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
David was told to carry cheese and crackers to his brothers. He'd already been anointed by Samuel to be king over all of Israel. He was anointed to be king over all of Israel inside of his daddy's house in front of all of his brothers. He wasn't even called to the party. Saul's kingdom had already been rejected by God at this point, and David had already been anointed to be the next king, although Saul was still the king of the armies of Israel. After David was anointed by Samuel to be king, the Bible says that he went right back out into the field and started taking care of the sheep. How many know he didn't put on a crown? He didn't get in a procession. His brothers didn't wave him into town saying, here's our new king. He went right back out there and started hanging out with the sheep. Listen, we need to understand that if we're going to ever become what God wants us to be, then it's going to come through serving. Most people today, they get one prophecy, and next thing you know, they start in a ministry, and they walk away from everywhere. They're, I can't be no usher. I'm a prophet, thus saith the Lord. And quit everything they were doing. Well, I was greeting, but the Lord just, I had a word of prophecy, and I prophesied over this lady, and the Lord revealed to me I'm just supposed to prophesy from now on. Down at Staples, getting their new business cards printed up. Prophet. Nah, I'm serious. This is what happens. Come on, amen. David gets anointed to be king, and you can't even find him. He's gone. He's on the back 40 taking care of the sheep, and he's serving behind the scenes where nobody even knows that he's serving. And listen, because he was serving, he positioned himself for a major breakthrough, and he positioned himself to become a national hero, and he positioned himself to walk in the anointing of the king that was put on him by serving. Amen. Come on, are you seeing this morning? And while he was serving and he was being obedient to his father and he was carrying cheese and crackers down to the front line for his brothers, he became the catalyst to become a hero for a nation to win a war that would set the whole nation free by simple obedience. So you think you get offended when somebody says, "Hey, would you just mind serving in the church? We need greeters." I went to Bible college for 2 years. Some of y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. Come on now. How many know, until you position yourself to be submitted to the ones that God has placed in authority of your life and learn how to carry some cheese and learn how to carry some crackers, you will never become the giant killer that you need to be to confront the enemy of your own life. You will constantly be overtaken. You got to be willing to submit ourselves to the people that God puts over us in our life. The quickest way to your destiny is to be submitted to the ones that God puts in your life. I say, well, Pastor, you just sound like you want to tell me what to do. No, I don't want to tell you what to do. I'm just being obedient for what God told me to do. You just do the same thing. I got people over me too. Trust me, they call me every week. Why'd you do that? I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking, Bishop. Come on. It's a good place to be, amen? That is what positions you to bring down the giants that come up in your life. David could have looked at his father and said, Jesse, you know what? I ain't even calling you dad because I'm the king now. Jesse, you know what? I ain't going to take no cheese and crackers down. I'm supposed to be the king. I'm going to just hang out here with the sheep until they come to get me and honor me and bring me into the kingdom. I'm supposed to be the king. But that's not what he did. You serve your way to your destiny. You serve your way to your destiny. I'll try it one more time. You serve your way to your destiny. Listen, if Joseph had never been willing to interpret the dreams of his inmates, he never would have been allowed to interpret the dream of Pharaoh. Because if he hadn't gave that interpretation, nobody would have known who he was. He never would have got out of prison. Come on, are you here? Serving the inmates in the prison doors, in the prison is what opened up the prison doors for him to get elevated to the next place that God was calling him for the destiny of his life. Because he served where he was at, amen? So here's David, he's carrying cheese and crackers down to his brothers, and when he got down there, he saw this whole army, the whole army of Israel. They had been well-trained, they had fought under the leadership of Saul, they had the best armor, they had the best weapons, they were dressed like soldiers, they sounded like soldiers, they marched like soldiers, they talked like soldiers, they acted like soldiers, and they looked like soldiers. And the Bible says that every morning they would come out dressed in their uniforms, dressed in their armor, they would stand in formation, and they would shout the war cry. Every morning. And then the Bible says that Goliath would come out and say, hey, why don't you send your best guy down here to face me, your champion against me, and we will fight and we'll settle this dispute. And all the soldiers dressed in uniform that were shouting the war cry would get full of fear, turn around and run back to their tents. That's the army of the Lord. Come on, amen. Day after day after day, they would come out dressed in battle gear and shout the war cry. And Goliath would come out and they would run in fear. Come on, can I just tell you this today? It's not enough for you just to put on church clothes and show up on a Sunday morning and shout hallelujah during praise and worship. Come on, and when the devil comes knocking at your door, you run home and lock the door and say, leave me alone, devil. Come on, amen. You get in here and praising God and shouting God, and then you spend Monday through Friday being tormented by the enemy of your life, hiding out. Come on, help me, somebody. Act like there ain't nothing wrong with you on Sunday, and then get home and you're content to live in the place of bondage. You just don't want to deal with it. I'm talking about the audacious life, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about being fearless today. You need to understand something this morning. It's not enough for us to come into this house and just give a praise and a hallelujah every now and then. And when a giant shows up, we look at them and go, nope, I ain't messing with that. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't got time for that. Listen, I think it's time that strongholds are broken in our life. I think it's time we stop being intimidated. I think it's time that we stop being fearful over everything that rises its head against our life. I don't care if the checking account don't look right. I don't care if the bill collectors are calling. I don't care if your mama said you'd never amount to anything. It's time to stand up in faith and declare who you are in the Lord. I don't care what this world has tried to do to you. You are God's child. Everything that God has put in you is greater. Somebody shout, it's greater. It's greater than anything in this world. Do you believe that this morning? Every time that giant came out, men full of promise, men full of strength, men with the right tools to do the job, became full of fear. And the fear robbed them of their ability to do what God called them to do. If there's anything in the church today, is that people are afraid to get out and do what God's called them to do. Worried about what somebody's going to think. Worried about somebody going to sue us. Come on, help me, somebody. Listen, there is great potential in this room today. There's potential all over this room. Somebody help me, please. You are full of God's giftings. You are full of God's power. You are full of God's anointing. And God has empowered you to do everything that He's created for you to do. You have no reason to be afraid. You have no reason to be intimidated this morning. You have no reason to live in regret. You have no reason to back up and pull back. God has called you to win the battle, and He's given you everything on the inside of your life that you need to win. I wonder if I got anybody that believes that. Come on, amen. In this house, there is potential for supernatural breakthrough, potential for new business, potential for home ownership, for real estate, potential to live the dream that you dreamed when you were a little kid, to have influence, to build relationships, to have a strong marriage, to raise kids that know what they're doing. There's potential all over this room this morning. But if the enemy can cause fear to come into your life, he can rob you of your potential. He can paralyze you in your fear. And you'll just be content thinking that this is what life is all about. And you'll think you got to suffer through your whole life. Listen to me, you don't have to suffer through anything. You can walk through all the suffering by faith. And what was meant to take you out can become the launching board for the place that God's carrying you to. That's why churches all over this country this morning, they want to prosper. There's church people everywhere, all in churches meeting all across this nation this morning. People just wanting to be blessed and wanting to prosper. But you got naysayers going around saying, that's all churches talk about is money, 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 money. Come on, amen. You at Truth Church, we talk about things nobody don't ever want to talk about. We talk about money. We talk about sex. The two things that everybody in the church deals with the most, nobody wants to talk about. No, y'all ain't even going to be real with me today. The two things that people are hung up on more than anything else in this world is money and sex. I think we ought to talk about it. And you get these naysayers out there going, that's all they want to talk about is money, 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 money. They intimidate people and keep people from prospering. It's okay if I just preach a little bit. Come on, amen. How many know that God doesn't just want this property that we're here on to be debt-free? Come on, do you believe that? No, 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 no. He wants more buildings on this property that are debt-free. He wants a campground out back that's debt-free. He wants ministry coming out of this place that's not costing us money, but there's an influx of money flowing through the provision of God to do everything that God's called us to do. That we don't have to kill ourselves to get it done. There's blessing and favor being released on your life and blessing and favor being released in this house so that we can do what God's called us to do. That's really what he wants, amen? He wants to prosper this house, and he wants to prosper your house, amen? Until he comes back, he wants us to be working. How many are you in business with God today? Come on, it's called Father and Sons. Come on, somebody, help me.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at GoldenRuleAcademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.